Hey there, it's Carrie coming at you with my weekly letter for Thursday, November 21st, 2024. You've likely heard of a gratitude journal, that wonderful tool that helps us focus on life's blessings instead of its burdens. But have you heard of a worry journal? Recently in therapy, I shared how my mind was completely hijacked by what ifs and then whats about a major life situation. One night when my thoughts were racing, I grabbed my bedside journal and wrote down every scary thought and concern. What followed surprised me. I cried like never before. Tears poured out, my body trembled, my breathing quickened. By clearing out the mental noise of fear, I'd made space for emotions to surface. While my first thought was, never again, I woke the next morning feeling clearer and less afraid. When I told my therapist about this experience, she introduced me to the concept of the worry journal. I was skeptical at first. Wouldn't writing down worries just manifest more worry? But her explanation fascinated me. We often ruminate because our brain doesn't want to forget what to worry about. By giving our worries a home on paper, we free our minds from the task of remembering them. Mind-blowing, right? While the piece I found isn't permanent, I'm excited to have this new tool for when anxious thoughts take hold. After all, we need to declutter those worries, right, to make room for healing, creativity, and abundance. So I've set a daily reminder on my phone to make this a regular practice. In fact, that alarm just went off. Time to write. What do you think? Are you ready to give the worry journal a try? Hit reply and let me know. I wish you space and clarity. P.S. Imagine what you could achieve without worry holding you back. Are you ready to turn those dreams into reality? My Design Your Dream Life self-study course helps you create a clear, actionable plan to reach your goals. You can learn more right at the link, and I hope you have a great week.